A top U.S. diplomat is in China today for talks covering a variety of issues, including North Korea. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman met with Japanese and South Korean officials last week, talking about restarting nuclear talks, and that's something North Korea has so far refused to do. NPR international correspondent Anthony Kuhn joins us now from Seoul. Hi, Anthony.
Hello, Celeste.
I don't mean to diminish something which our president has called our biggest foreign policy threat, but it does feel like every time we talk about North Korea and nuclear talks, we have to do a recap, sort of a previously on North Korea nuclear talks. Can you bring us up to date?
Yes. Well, talks with North Korea have been stalled since the abortive summit between then-President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Vietnam in 2019. When the Biden administration came to office, they conducted a policy review to decide what they wanted to do. And they came out saying that what they want to offer is a so-called calibrated and practical approach to diplomacy. And what they mean by that is, unlike the Trump administration, which was angling for a sort of grand bargain in a high-stakes summit setting, the Biden administration is going to go from the bottom up, in which each side gives a concession, gets a concession, confidence is built, and the talks move ahead towards eventual denuclearization. As you said, Deputy Secretary Wendy Sherman has been in the region this week, and she re-upped the U.S.'s what she called sincere offer of talks without preconditions. She said that North Korea is, like everyone else, dealing with COVID, and so may be slow to respond, and so the U.S. needs to show patience, but maybe not too much patience.
I wonder, the North, we haven't heard a response on that offer to meet anywhere, anytime, without precondition. But the North has said it wants a drawdown to U.S. hostility. What kind of information do we have about what North Korea wants?
Well, the U.S. has already said it's willing to meet anytime, anywhere. And North Korea was extremely dismissive with its foreign minister, saying they're not even considering the possibility of contact with the U.S. When they say they want an end to U.S. hostile policies, they're talking about an end to U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises. They also want sanctions relief. The U.S. says it will keep the sanctions in place, although it has expressed support for letting humanitarian aid in. Of course, the North Koreans would like to see even more, such as the withdrawal of U.S. troops from South Korea and getting rid of the U.S. nuclear umbrella, which protects the South, but there's no sign that that's on the table.
So as we mentioned, Wendy Sherman is in China today. How successful is the U.S. at this point at getting China to pressure North Korea to come back to the table?
Well, what Sherman said is that North Korea is one area where the U.S. and China share interests, and they should find ways to cooperate. It's true that they both want to see the Korean Peninsula free of nuclear weapons, but the confrontation at this point between Washington and Beijing is so heated, it's not clear that North Korea is very high on the agenda or that Beijing is willing to help. China's foreign ministry said today that they see the U.S.-China relationship in crisis, that it's the U.S.'s fault, and the U.S. must fix this by stopping criticism of China's handling of various issues, including Taiwan, Hong Kong, the South China Sea, Xinjiang, and also the origins of the coronavirus. So it doesn't look like North Korea is very high on either side's list of talking points.
Although, to put some perspective on the stakes here, as I mentioned, President Biden has called North Korea the biggest foreign policy threat facing the U.S. right now. What exactly does the Biden administration see as North Korea's threat?
Well, their nuclear arsenal just keeps getting bigger and bigger. They keep on developing other conventional weapon systems. They probably have now anywhere from 20 to 60 nuclear weapons. And recent history shows that when they don't get attention and they're low on the agenda, they have a way of grabbing attention by launching military provocations. They haven't tested any nuclear weapons or ICBM tests since 2017. But as Kim Jong-un has said, that's a unilateral, self-imposed sort of moratorium, and they don't have to continue to honor it. And so they have plenty of newly developed weapon systems, such as, for example, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, which they're ready to test when they feel it could get them some good results.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Seoul, thanks so much.
Thank you, Celeste.